لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. My dear respected viewers of Madanisha, we once again welcome you in our program Background of Quranic Revelations. In this program, we talk about certain ayahs of Quran and we talk about the background of those revelations. What was the time? What was the sabab and reason for the revelation of that particular ayah or surah. Today, inshallah, we'll include a beautiful ayah of Quran, verse from Quran. We'll talk about its reason of revelation and Madani pearls to seek knowledge, what we learn from that very ayah, from its translation and details ulama-i kiram they have mentioned in this regard. Be with us from start till end, inshallah, you'll be learning a lot. But before we proceed towards our topic of the day, let's make few good intentions. Because my Shaykh Tariqat Amir of Ahl Sunnah, Hazrat Allama Mawlana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliya, has given us a beautiful mindset to make good intentions before performing any permissible task or doing any good deed. I make this intention, inshallah, I will present this program for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You can make this intention, you will be with us from start to end. Remember what you learn, act upon, and pass this knowledge on to others too. It's always a good idea to invite people towards righteousness, your family members towards righteousness. Ask them, they can come, sit in front of Madani Channel's TV screen and watch this program. Inshallah, they will gain a lot. Respected viewers, today, the ayah which we have selected for today's program, that is relating the companionship of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And it will tell us how eager and keen Sahaba ikram alayhi ridwan, companions of Mustafa kareem alayhi salatu wa sallam, were to have companionship of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam even in Jannah. Allahu Akbar. This is a beautiful ayah of Quran, and inshallah today we'll find out its reason of revelation. Shani Nuzul, Sabab of Nuzul. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in Surah Nisa, ayah
69. أنعم الله عليهم من النبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين وحسن أولئك رفيقا.
سبحان الله. Translation from Kanzul Iman. And the one who obeys Allah and His Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, so he will be with those upon whom Allah has bestowed favor, i.e. the prophets and the exceptionally truthful ones and the martyrs and the virtuous, and what excellent companions they really are. This is the translation from Kanzul Iman of the verse I have just recited. In Suratul Jinan, the reason of the revelation, background of its revelation of this very verse, it is mentioned that Hazrat Thawban radiallahu ta'ala an used to love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam so much, and he radiallahu ta'ala an would become concerned and sad whenever he would go away from Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And once the color of the face of Sayyidina Thawban radiallahu ta'ala an changed, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam asked, "Why is your color changed today?" He radiallahu an replied, "I do not have any disease, illness, or I do not have any pain in my body. Except this reason, whenever Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam is not in front of me, at that very moment my condition changes and I start having grief and sad mood. Respected viewers, and he further says, and I start thinking about the hereafter, and I become concerned that how will I be able to have your vision in Jannah? Because you, meaning Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, would be at the highest level of Jannah. And how will I be able to access your companionship in Jannah? Allahu Akbar. Respected viewers, that was the background of this revelation, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala converted those who love Allah and the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Those who obey Allah, who do ita'at of Allah and the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, what reward will they get? Allahu Akbar is mentioned in this very ayah. It is said, and the one who obeys Allah and His Messenger, so he will be with those upon whom Allah has bestowed favor, i.e. the prophets and the exceptionally truthful ones and the martyrs and the virtuous. And what excellent companions they really are, no doubt. Allahu Akbar. Respected viewers of Madani Channel, if we obey Allah and His Messenger, if we love Allah and His Messenger, and subhanallah, in return, we have the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in this way, that we get the companionship of prophets, we get the companionship of exceptionally truthful ones, and the martyrs, shuhada, and the virtuous salihin. What else do we need, my dear respected viewers? And no doubt, what excellent companions really they are. Yes, respected viewers, it is mentioned in Abu Dawood, there is a hadith of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, a person will be with the one whom he loves. If we love Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam, inshaAllah azza wa jal, we will be with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. But we need to fulfill the prerequisites of love. We need to fulfill the demand of love of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. We need to follow, we need to obey the commandments of Quran and Hadith. We need to love Allah. We need to love His Rasul. We need to obey. We need to do itaat of Allah and His Habib, inshaAllah. Reward is great. As we have heard. Respected viewers, Sahaba Ikram, Ali Ridwan, we already heard how eager they used to be, what passion they used to have the company of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. They were companions of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam. This itself is a great status for them being in Jannah, inshallah. Every Sahabi Rasul is destined to be in Jannah, no doubt at all. But look at their wish, look at their, subhanallah, passion to have companionship of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam even in Jannah. Hazrat Rabi'a bin Ka'ab Aslami radiallahu ta'ala, and he says that I used to remain at the blessed service of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, especially at night. And once in Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, son, ask Allahu Akbar. I said, As'aluka murafaqataka fil Jannah. Subhanallah. I ask your companionship in Jannah, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, anything else? I said, my request is what I've asked. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, then help me in this matter with excessive sujood in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Respected viewers of Madani Channel, this was the passion, this was the wish of Sahaba Ikram alayhim Ridwan. Another beautiful point ulama they mention here. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, Sal, ask. This was an open question. Allahu Akbar. And this can only be said by a person who has this authority to grant, who has this authority to give. No doubt, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam mukhtar. He has the authority to grant mukhtarikul, no doubt. That was the reason Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Sal Rabi'ah, ask. Respected viewers of Madani Channel, further, we also understand the mindset of Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan, Allahu Akbar. So whatever shortcomings a person has in his life, he asks for that. Normally, we're talking about our condition, right? Our mindset, because we love dunya, and that's why we ask for dunya. Even if we get this opportunity to go in any buzurg or any pious person's court, or we get the opportunity, right, to ask for dua. These are the duas we would probably ask. But Sahaba Kiram Alim Ridwan, despite the fact they had left their own homes, their businesses, they migrated, they were in need, they were not living a comfortable life, even then, when it was asked, ask what was asked, not for this dunya, respected viewers of Madani Channel, Allahu Akbar, Sahabi Rasul asked companionship of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam in Jannah. This was the love of Sahaba Ikram for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Let me mention another account in this regard. It was the Battle of Uhud. Hazrat Ummi Ammara radiyallahu ta'ala anha said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, please pray that we can serve you in Jannah, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam prayed for her, for her husband, and for her sons. And dua was made in these words, Allahumma ij'alhum rufaqai fil jannah. Subhanallah. O Allah, make all of them my companion. Subhanallah. Hazrat Ummi Ammara radiyallahu ta'ala anha, she used to say in her whole life, openly she used to say this, Subhanallah, after this prayer of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, I don't mind any calamity befall them. Any calamity, any problem comes to me, I'm not worried at all. This was the love of Sahaba Ikram alayhi wa ridwan they used to have for Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And it is also mentioned regarding Sayyidina Bilal radiyallahu ta'ala an, when the time of his death came closer, wife of Sayyidina Bilal radiyallahu ta'ala anha, she became worried and she said, alas, grief. He radiyallahu ta'ala and said, what a great moment of happiness, because tomorrow we will meet with Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. This was the life of Sahaba Ikram alayhi wa ridwan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us also tawfiq to pray. And through the virtue of these Sahaba Ikram, through the virtue of their passion, their love of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, may Allah give us the true love and devotion for Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. And may we also get Rafaqat of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam. May we also get companionship of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam. And my Shaykh Tariqat writes, Har waqt jahan se ke unhe dekh sakun main, Jannat mein mujhe aisi jagah mere khuda de. From where I could always see, I could always have the vision of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam in Jannah. Oh Allah, grant me that place in Jannah. This is the dua of my Shaykh. May it be accepted for me too and for those who wish and watching right now. Jazakallahu khairah. That's all for today. We'll be back with another beautiful verse of Quran and background of that revelation. Keep watching Madani Channel. Until next time, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.